This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. When a major thoroughfare closes for bad weather, like I-90 Snoqualmie Pass did last week, it does more than put a damper on your ski vacation. As 88.5's Monica Spain reports, everything headed to your store shelves comes to a screeching halt.
Most of the time, goods like hay, lentils, and onions make their way in trucks across I-90 from eastern Washington before they're shipped all over the world. And that's just the export side. Shelley Moyne at International Freight Systems says there's tons of stuff going the other direction.
You name it. Anything from toys to garments. And that's what people don't realize is a lot of stuff is imported and needs to go over that road. And if it's closed, things aren't going anywhere.
In a state where 4 in 10 jobs are dependent on the import-export business, it's perhaps truckers who are hit the hardest, as Elisa Henderson, a dispatcher at Lori's Trucking in Tacoma, knows all too well.
So when these drivers are stuck on the other side of the pass, they're not able to get to the ports. That's the real thing, yeah. Every time we're sitting, we're not making money.
In fact, they're losing money. Henderson says they pay $200 a day if they can't make it to pull their containers from the ships. Washington State Department of Transportation spokesman Travis Phelps says truckers have other options besides I-90. Last week, some drivers took Highway 12 through Yakima, 180 miles out of the way. Others choose to wait it out.
You can drive up and down I-90 and see the trucks lined up, sometimes several miles, just waiting for the pass to open.
Whether you're waiting on the road in icy rain or standing in front of an empty store shelf, the advice is all the same. Be patient. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.